Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by technical editor Kira Pace. Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend out there. And if you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because we would appreciate it, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. Please settle back and give us an hour tonight, and we'll try to give you some entertaining questions, and hopefully you'll come up with some answers to those. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. You should all know that number if you listen to KALW, because it's every show, basically. 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Just to remind you of the email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER. That's all strung together in one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show unless there's an emergency, but they all get read. So mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And thank you to all of those who've been sending emails. Appreciate it very much. It's always good to hear from our listeners. And if you would like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world with the use of a computer, smartphone, etc. Well, not a smartphone, maybe, but computer. And that would be at kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And the podcast of this show, if you enjoyed it so much, you want to listen to it again, should be available soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org, along with iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So all that being said, I just want to remind you that there will be just two of us tonight on the panel, so there is more time to take your questions. Sometimes it does get a little bit crowded. We have to leave people off at the end of the show. We try not to do that if possible, but call early tonight, and we will get you on as fast as we can. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Kira Pace doesn't know if having just seen Can't Stop the Music will change her for the better or the worse. She just knows that she's changed forever by the experience. For the worse.
That movie was something. I knew about it going into it, but I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into. It was quite a movie. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, asked Donald Trump Jr. to a meeting to discuss Hillary's emails to Minds Over Matter, but it turned out there were none.
No. For some reason, she hasn't taken the time to do that. Oh, well. Now that she has more time in her hands, perhaps she will. All right. All that being said, we are going to start with Kira Pace.
All right. So, the G20 conference, which is a summit that focuses on issues of global significance, concluded yesterday. In what city was this most recent summit?
Hamburg.
That is correct. And the G20 was created as a response to the financial crisis of 2007 to 2010 and to ensure that emerging economies were being included in global discussions. The summit debuted in 2008 in what city?
Was it in a city or in another location outside of a city? I mean, a city.
It's a city.
Okay.
Are you talking about, like, the metropolitan status of, like, Tokyo? Or
No, not like that. But, for instance, there was talk about having the last G20 at on an island or something like that to make it for a little easier for security purposes. But where was the first one?
Now, do you think it's actually to make it easier for security purposes or just because they want to go to an island?
Easier for security purposes.
Okay.
I think. But first one. Was it in the Western Hemisphere or not? It was.
Sure was.
How about Montreal?
No, it was not in Montreal.
All right. Okay, why don't you repeat that question?
Sure. The G20 was created as a response to the financial crisis of 2007 to 2010 and to ensure that emerging economies were being included in global discussions. The summit debuted in 2008 in what city?
Okay, well, let me do a couple questions here.
All right.
The word testify, as in testifying in court, is based on an old Roman practice of what?
Isn't it an old Roman practice of, there's another word that is quite similar to testify I just don't want to say anything improper.
It's okay.
Okay. Is it not grabbing the testicles? Or isn't it testicle related?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. The word testify is based on an old Roman practice of using your testicles to swear
on
the truth.
Right.
In court. Yes.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Sorry.
That's
were
okay.
Hand motions
you can say
here.
That.
Okay. I never know.
All right. All the numbers. What's that? Yeah. All the numbers on a roulette wheel add up to what well-known number?
Oh, criminy. Is it 666?
It is.
Woohoo!
Well, you're doing too well for me. Okay. All right, one more.
Okay.
What world leader has the same name as an accent mark?
Oh, well, that would be Macron.
Okay, you're doing too well.
Well, I'm going to throw another G20 question at you then.
All right, let me ask one more question that somebody else can try to answer.
Okay, I won't answer it then.
Yes, what is a Macron? I'll let you tell people what a Macron is.
That's the short mark.
Right.
It means a short vowel. It's a.
Right.
It looks kind of like a U. It goes over a letter, and it means pronounce it as a short vowel.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you some authors' real names, and these are all women.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me who the author is.
Okay. All right. This is where I blow it for the evening.
All right. These are all women, famous women authors, and these are their real names.
Okay.
Number one, Mary Clarissa Miller. Mary Clarissa Miller. Number two, Chloe Ardelia Wofford. Number three, Alice Rosenbaum. Number four, Dorothy Rothschild. And number five, Acton Bell. So again, these are real names of authors. I want you to tell me what the author's better known pen name is. Number one, Mary Clarissa Miller. Number two, Chloe Ardelia Wofford. Number three, Alice Rosenbaum. Number four, Dorothy Rothschild. Number five, Acton Bell.
Wait, Acton Bell goes the other way, doesn't it? Isn't that Anne Bronte?
Yes, but that Anne Bronte was her
real name. That's a real name. Yeah,
is that the
Charlotte,
real name?
Anne, and E. I can't remember who E is. And then they were...
Oh, you're right.
Am I thinking... No, that's right.
That's right.
And then Acton, Career, and
right.
Alice Bell.
Yes, you're
okay.
Right about that. Sorry about that. My mistake.
Oh, no, that's okay. I have no idea. I'm convinced I've never seen any of these names. I didn't even know how to spell that second one.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gareth from Hayward.
Hi, Gareth.
I got a couple questions. My first one is, what television shows... theme had lyrics but that were never heard on the show?
Well, Bonanza.
Bonanza
Star Trek.
Heard it in the pilot episode.
That's good.
Star Trek.
No.
It did, though.
That, yeah.
So Star Trek did have names, did have lyrics, but they were never heard in the series.
Okay, so what TV show had...
Oh, I'll give you a look. It was a Western, I'll tell you that.
but it wasn't Bonanza.
No.
Was it Gunsmoke?
No, it came from the same decade as Gunsmoke. It premiered the year before Bonanza.
So, late 50s?
Involves a weapon, I'll tell you that.
I'm sorry?
It involves a weapon.
Oh, Half Gun Will Travel?
Nope.
The Rifleman?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, which you can't hear, however, you can't hear on the recently released Rifleman CD from Laurel Records, by the way.
Oh, all right.
And here's my second question. What's the third longest running Western have a ranch that had five different owners during its nine seasons on the air?
Say it again, will you?
What was the third longest running Western that had a ranch that had at least five different owners during its nine seasons on the air?
Well, I think the Virginian.
Yes, give yourself a
Lee J. Cobb and.
There's Lee J. Cobb, Charles Pickford, John Daner, John McIntyre, and then finally Stuart Granger.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And Kira, it's your turn.
Okay. Returning quickly to the G20, what 19 individual countries make up the group of 20, or G20? The 20th is, of course, the European Union, which is represented by the European Commission and the European Central Bank. So 19 countries that join the EU in the group of 20.
Well, U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Canada.
Yes.
Mexico.
Yep.
Britain. Or the UK.
Yep. Yeah.
France.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Yep.
Italy.
Yeah.
Spain?
No.
No. Let's see. Oh, India.
That is correct.
China.
Uh-huh.
Japan.
Yep.
Or I'll stop.
Okay. Yeah. I think you picked 10 off, so that's a good start for sure.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed. So following your last question about testifying, I actually gave you that question, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. How do women testify then?
Were they allowed in court?
What is the answer? Yeah, that's a good lead. What do you think?
Were they not allowed to testify?
Yes, they were not allowed to testify. Yes, they were not. Women through the whole Roman Empire had no rights whatsoever to sue on property and so on, which was totally different. Actually, in ancient Egypt, when the Roman occupied it, they were very mad at the Egyptians because women in ancient Egypt had the right to divorce, right to go to court, right to have witnesses, right to own property. It's propaganda for ancient Egypt, but it really is true. Okay, it really is true.
Mm.
So, yeah, women had no right to testify. So that's why they had to hold whatever it is more than the Bible, and which came with the biblical thing. And in fact, most women did not really have right of anything until recently, the last couple of centuries.
Mm-hmm. They actually had some decent rights in the Dark Ages, but then the Renaissance came around. And
some did.
Yeah.
But the Greeks hated the Egyptians because they gave so much right to women that the Greeks did not identify. They thought treating women was like second-class thing, and they were totally unhappy the way the Egyptians treated their women, and that's why the Egyptians resented the Greeks and eventually kicked them out of there.
Hmm.
But talking about that, about 220 years before Christ, somebody in Alexandria, Egypt, and I asked you the question before, measured the circumference of Earth within 50 miles.
Oh, no. You're going to ask who it was, and I don't remember the name.
Well, the name is difficult.
It wasn't Ptolemy, right?
No, it wasn't. He was in Egypt. A lot of these Greek and Egyptian scientists did learn everything in Alexandria, but his name started with an E.
An E.
Okay, leave this to the audience, because I have a second question for you, which is, most people are familiar with Omar Sharif, and Dana knows that. I asked a question about this man because there is memory of his death. He was an Egyptian, Hollywood American movie star.
Yes.
I know Dana knows him. Then I know that name. It was the first Egyptian movie star in Hollywood.
Oh, it's Alex Darcy.
Very good. Very good. And he died some years ago, and there is a memory for him. So I want to ask your audience, name five American movies that have him that he started in it. I will give you one of them. One of them was Marilyn Monroe, How to Marry a Millionaire.
Right.
Beautiful movie. It's beautiful. Yeah. So there's five more. At least five more.
The Awful Truth with Cary Grant.
Yes, Awful Truth is one. What about
Soldier of Fortune? He's in that too with Clark Gable and Susan Hayward.
Very good, very good. What about Good Girls Fortune? What else?
I have to think about the rest.
Well, I'll give you the answer because I think there's a lot of question. Spider Island, Circus Castle, and Soldiers of Fortune. You already said that, right?
Yes.
Okay, Dead Pigeon of Piss Hive. Bisalf, whatever that is.
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's good to bring dead people in memory because he was a great movie star.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Just two of us on the panel tonight, Kira Pace and your moderator here, Dana Rodriguez. So feel free to give us a call. We can take a few more calls tonight. We don't have a third person. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's see. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. I guess it's my turn, isn't it? Okay. Queen Victoria remarked that this famous American, was the handsomest man she had ever seen. This was in 1855. Queen Victoria remarked that this famous American was the handsomest man she had ever seen.
I would love for it to be Abraham Lincoln, but it's probably not.
No.
Let's see. I don't know anything about 19th century actors, so I'm out there.
Not an actor.
It's a politician, probably, because that would be who she saw.
Right. She met this person in Windsor in 1855.
Was this person ever president?
This person might have been in politics, yes.
Okay. Let's go. Let's see. 1855. It's not Jackson. I can't imagine it would be Jackson. Let's see. Is he a Tyler?
Nope. All right.
Okay, I'm just going to guess then. So.
All right. So once more, Queen Victoria remarked that this famous American was the handsomest man she had ever seen. And she said this in 1855. So who is that person? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom and Soma.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. Okay, I have a few guesses for the G20 countries.
Please.
Okay, how about Russia?
Yes.
And Switzerland?
No.
Okay, Australia?
Yes.
Turkey?
Yes.
And these are kind of flyers, but let's go with Belgium.
Nope. I think we're actually out of European countries.
Oh, okay. I'll save a little. Okay, the rest of mine were European, so that's good for that. And then I have a few questions for you.
Yes.
And the topic is Andy Warhol.
All right.
All right, the warm-up question is, where was Andy Warhol born and raised?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You got it. Yourself a bell.
All right. By the way, that's the other bell is for you for answering questions earlier. So
excellent. Shared bell.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. Okay, the following anecdote was in a BBC documentary. As you know, Warhol was well known for his artwork depicting Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. And he actually did quite a few different, or a number of different Marilyn works. He gave one of his Marilyn works to someone who was very well known in the arts world, and that person promptly went number one on the painting. Who is this person?
Oh, who's...
Is it Basquiat?
No.
Let's see. urine artists. What about, let's start with Damien Hirst, but no, that would be way too late. But let's go with Damien Hirst or Oglethorpe?
Maplethorpe.
Sorry. Not Oglethorpe, sorry. The president, or the the first governor of Georgia. Sorry.
Good guesses.
So is the fact that this artist urinated on the painting, does that have anything, is that representative at all of that artist?
Well, I mean, you're not going to like this. I would say kind of yes and no, but I wouldn't say that the artist was particularly known for what we're talking about. It wasn't, as far as I know, not known for anything like that.
Okay.
Was this artist big in maybe the 1980s? Or is
mostly earlier.
Mostly earlier. All right. What about Pollock?
Nope.
All right. What was this artist most famous for in terms of what way did they work? Did they work in painting or sculpture or
both, but mostly painting and pretty well known.
Oh, how's about a Dolly?
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, very good. Good job.
All right. And my last question relates to Andy Warhol's famous Campbell's soup cans,
mm-hmm.
which you're familiar with. There were 32 soup cans depicted in Warhol's original Campbell's soup cans work from 1962. And they happened to be, he depicted all the Campbell's soup flavors that existed at the time. 32 flavors of Campbell's soup.
Right.
Six of them have the word beef in the name of the type of soup. What are these six kinds of soup, Campbell's soup, with the word beef in the name?
Beef barley?
I'm going to give you that one. It's beef with vegetables and barley.
Okay.
Beef bouillon?
That's good.
Yes.
Beef consomme?
Yes.
Beef broth.
Yes. It was actually beef broth bouillon, so...
Okay. All mixes. Let's see. How many do we have so far?
You have three.
All right. Beef.
Is there cream of beef?
Don't think so.
Nope.
That sounds awful.
And
sorry.
We already kind of used up vegetable beef, didn't we?
Well, actually, vegetable beef is one. There's beef with vegetables and barley, and there's vegetable beef.
Okay,
so that's,
all right.
So you got four out of six.
All right. And what else is there with beef? Is there a... beef with rice?
Nope.
Beef with noodle?
Yes, beef noodle.
Oh, there is a beef noodle. Oh, I never saw that.
Well, neither have I.
And you have one left.
Okay. Give us a hint on the last one.
Well, the hint on the last one is that...
Tomato beef?
No.
Is it just beef?
Pardon me?
Sorry, I thought maybe it would just be beef, but no. So
the hint is it's two words and beef is the second word.
Oh, something and beef then, right?
It's not and. There's no and in
so
there.
Just
vegetable beef, noodle beef. We already got those.
Yeah.
Kind of. Double beef.
Barbecue beef.
Ooh.
Nope.
Braised beef.
Nope. Good guesses.
Yeah,
boiled beef? No. That would be...
That'd be terrible.
Well, I'm coming up with the worst Campbell's soup flavors.
No, what is it? You fill us in.
Okay. Chili beef.
Chili beef. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Great work.
Oh, appreciate it. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley.
Hi, Robert.
With kind of a fussy remark on the term macron.
Oh.
That's a diacritical mark. at least in English, it would be used to explain the spelling, the pronunciation of, well, let's say, for instance, Dana's name. That would be placed as a bar over the first A.
Oh, it's the long one then. Sorry.
Right.
I mixed it.
The A sound. The second A in Dana would be marked by a breve, B-R-E-V-E, to show that sound.
Well, to be fair, the second one would be marked by a schwa because it's more of an U sound. But, I mixed them up. I'm sorry.
The schwa would replace the A. That's quite true. But if you were using an A, you would put a breve over it. Anyway, just wanted to... may tinker with that detail. Dana, can I ask about the handsomest American?
Yes, you may.
Without suggesting the answer, do you have a source for that?
It is a biography of this person.
Oh, it wouldn't be a biography by a guy named Pendle, would it?
It is... I don't think so.
Okay,
I'm sorry, I don't have the name in front of me.
There is a biography by Pendle of an American, but the biography is full of, I think, maybe deliberately fabulous stories, like saving a woman from shark attack, that sort of thing.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And we're thinking of the same person. But no, it's not from that, because I'm familiar with that, and I know there are quite a few apocryphal stories in there.
Oh, good, good, good. So, all right. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
And let's see. I believe it's your turn here. Is it your turn or is it my turn? Anyway, go ahead.
Right, so did he just answer the question then?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
He was trying not to answer the question, although he knew exactly who it was.
Right. So he kind of answered the question,
well, he
just not out loud.
Right.
This is going to be a Teddy Roosevelt thing.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's switch gears. We'll leave the G20. All right, so I mentioned that I just saw Can't Stop the Music, which was one of the two movies that inspired the Razzie Awards. So I have a couple Razzie questions. First of all,
you should explain what the Razzie
Awards. All right, the Golden Raspberry Awards, which were first awarded in 1981, I think, which would be, so it would be for movies from 1980. That makes sense. Anyway, so they were awarded by a publicist by the name of John J.B. Wilson for just terrible acting, terrible movies, just big budget. Bleh. They get awards, and they're called the Razzies. And it's actually become kind of a thing. It started at a potluck, and now it's a thing.
Right.
Anyway, so two best actress Oscar win. I'm sorry. Yeah. Two Oscar-winning actresses who have won Best Actress have attended the Razzies to pick up their awards for the Worst Actress. So who are these two actresses, and for what movies did they win A, their Best Actress Award, and B, their Worst Actress Award?
I think one is Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And she won for Monsters Ball.
Yes.
And I think, what did she... Was it for Catwoman?
It was. Showed up to the award with her her Best Actress Oscar in hand.
See, that shows a good spirit. I like people who do things like that.
Yeah.
So, right. The other one. Did the other one win their Academy Award before they won the Razzie?
How interesting, you should ask. They won it before, in as much as they won it like a day or two before, whenever the... It was for same year.
But it's not for the same thing.
No, it's different movies, same year.
Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm. The movies.
The Blind Side, she won the Academy Award, and then...
That was the Best Actress.
And then it was that one where she was like stalking her ex-boyfriend or something like that. I can't remember
She's a crossword constructor who had one date with a guy that she thought went better than it did. And so, and she follows him across the country because he's like a weather reporter or something.
But no, I don't know the name of it.
It is called All About Steve.
Okay.
So.
All right. You want to give another question?
I do.
All right.
All right. In decade-ending years, a worst new star of the decade is chosen. Who was the worst new star of the 1980s, and who was the worst new star of the 1990s?
Worst new star of the decade. So worst in terms of, is this a Razzie, another Razzie thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every year there's like a worst actress and worst actor, but then every 10 years they like to give a worst of the decade. So in the 80s, they gave it to a lady. And in the 90s, so in the year 2000, they gave the award for worst star of the 90s to a man.
Are both these people active, still active today?
I would not say so.
Okay. All right. Leave that out. And if you'd like to join us, we have a couple of lines open right now at area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. You can also call toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
Did the G20 debut in Paris?
No, it did not.
One thought that would be where they would choose. Possible member states, Brazil.
Yes.
And Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Did Queen Victoria admire Millard Fillmore?
She did. Millard Fillmore, former president of the United States, who she thought was the handsomest man she had ever seen.
Who knew?
Yes.
So Millard Fillmore may or may not have saved a woman from a shark?
Yeah, I think that was apocryphal. So
I didn't even realize this was a story. Sorry.
Anything else?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
What is the origin of the magic words hocus pocus?
Hocus pocus. Hocus pocus. Can you tell us what language it comes from, or would that
Latin.
Give too much away? Latin. And I took Latin for 2 years, and I don't know.
I know you don't like it.
I just have no memory. I just, you know, it's a total blank to me now.
Shall I tell you what the Latin words are?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hoc est corpus.
No, that didn't help much. Hocus pocus. Huh. I have no idea. Kira?
No.
No?
Corpus has to do with the body, and
yes.
Hoc I should know from ad hoc, but I don't know the actual word that it...
Anything to do with stealing bodies or
it,
making...
It means this.
But making bodies disappear?
Hawk means this.
Oh, so just this body?
Oh, this body?
Well, almost. This est is is. It's the words from the Latin Mass, that the magic words that the priest uses to change the bread into the body of Christ.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry we didn't do better with that.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, in a couple of months, September, we'll begin the new TV season. It used to be a big deal when I was a kid. You know, all the new shows that would come on in September. Now there are 1,000 shows, and you can't keep track of anything anymore. But... in the days when they had the big three networks. So what I'm going to ask is 50 years ago. So we're talking about, now, of course, we're talking about 2017, 2018. So 50 years ago from 2017, 2018, which would be 1967, 68. So what I want are the top 10 TV shows for the 1967, 68 season. That's 50 years ago. What are the top 10 TV shows from 50 years ago for the 1967-68 season?
Is that too early for Gilligan's Island?
It is not too early for Gilligan's Island, but that was never a top 10 show.
All right. I know. Okay. What about Bewitched?
Bewitched, actually, is number 10. Very
Yay.
Good. So, very good. So again, I'm looking for the top 10 TV shows from 50 years ago, the 1967-68 TV season. We have Bewitched, which was number 10. What are the other nine?
What about either of the monster ones, Addams Family or Munsters?
I think they were both over by that time.
Okay.
And the numbers to join us, area code 415 841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'll take some guesses at the G20 countries.
Please do.
Did somebody say China?
Yes.
Okay, how about Norway?
No more European ones left, but also not Norway.
Oh, okay. I figured Norway was part of the EU, right? So,
yeah.
But, okay, how about Canada?
Also taken, I'm afraid.
Oh, man, I haven't been listening very well. Japan?
Also taken.
South Korea?
Yes, hooray!
Very good.
Yay, finally. All right. Let's see. Worst new star of the 80s. I'll guess Pauly Thor.
How funny you should say that. No, it was a lady for the 80s. However, the worst new star of the 90s was Pauly Shore.
It was Pauly Shore, really?
Very
good. Yes.
Okay, a little off. And I'll take a guess some of those top 10 TV shows.
Yes.
How about Gunsmoke?
Yes, Gunsmoke is number 4. Very good.
Lapin?
No.
Batman?
No.
Bonanza?
Yes, number 6.
Hey. Mission Impossible?
No.
Get Smart.
No.
Oh, shoot. That should have been. And I've got one guess on the author, but it's a total guess. Is Chloe and Celia Lawford, is that Agatha Christie?
It is not.
Ah, shoot. Okay. And then the only question I have, let's see, I had a, you may know who Alfred Kroeber was. He's an anthropologist at Berkeley in the early 1900s. He studied Ishi.
Right.
Right, and it's, so can you tell me, he is the father of what famous author?
Huh. I think I may have read this at some point. The author has a different name, correct?
Yes.
And what sort of books is the author famous for?
Science fiction.
It's not...
And this author was a high school classmate of another famous science fiction author. They both went to Berkeley High.
Is it Ray Bradbury or Harlan Ellison?
No, no.
Oh, West Coast sci-fi authors of the, what would this be? Probably, you said, so this would probably be mid-20th century West Coast sci-fi.
Yes, yeah. And the author's still alive. Still publishing.
Oh.
I don't know where Heinlein's from. I'll just guess Heinlein.
No, that's a good guess. Heinlein is, I believe, lived in Southern California for quite some time, but it's not Heinlein.
All right. Well, it's not Asimov because he's dead and also right. Not from California.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No.
Science fiction. What sort of science fiction, generally? I mean, how would you characterize it, if you were to?
How would I? Kind of, I mean, I guess as all science fiction is kind of sociological. Hmm. I guess I could get more detail.
Where's Philip K. Dick from?
I think he's too old.
That's a good guess. That's actually the classmate of the...
All right. I'm just narrowing it down. Go ahead and finish this one off.
No, I'm afraid we don't know.
It's Ursula K. Le Guin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
Great show.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
So first for the G20, I know that Montenegro just got in. So is that one of them, I believe?
It is not. No. Sorry.
Oh, maybe I got confused with that other thing where that guy got in Trump's way when the camera was.
Oh, yeah, that was the Montenegrin prime minister, right?
Okay. Okay. So moving on. For the top 10 dumb TV shows, how about Dragnet?
No.
How about I Spy?
No.
Okay. So now I've got a question for you guys. Going on that thing about the most famous or the most handsome man in America, Salvador Dali said the same thing about a famous American writer. Who was that?
Hemingway?
Nope.
Well, when did he say this?
I don't recall. I don't know specifically.
So what sort of writing was this person famous for?
trying to think with, about saying it without giving it away.
Oh, what about Fitzgerald?
No.
No? Or, I don't actually know what Salinger looks like. I guess most people don't know what he looks like.
It wasn't Salinger, but it was the same time period. This writer was famous in the 50s, which probably gave it away.
His writing was famous in the 50s?
Yes.
50s.
I'll just tell you. It was Jack Kerouac.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. And I believe it's your turn, Kira.
Okay. Well, since you're enjoying the Razzie questions so much, I'm sure, I do have one more of those for you. All right, so sometimes the Razzies offer one-off awards in a special category. I'll give you the category and the year it was awarded. You give me the movie. So in 1996, it won the Worst Written Film for grossing over $100 million. In 2007, the Worst Excuse for a Horror Movie. And in 2010, the Worst Eye Gouging Misuse of 3D.
Oof.
Which
is the eye gouging a clue to what went on in the movie?
No. Although it's hard to say. That movie tanked so hard. I'm not sure that anyone knows.
As far as a bad horror movie goes, I mean, there's so many bad horror movies.
That's true. But only one of them had Lindsay Lohan. So.
Oh. Right.
Okay, and I have a non-Razzie question for you.
All right, repeat those if you would, please.
Sure. The Razzies sometimes offer one-off awards in a special category. I'll give you the category and the year it was awarded. You give me the movie. We have 1996, Worst Written Film grossing over $100 million. In 2007, the Worst Excuse for a Horror Movie. And in 2010, the Worst Eye-Gouging Misuse of 3D.
Okay. What's the non-Razzie question?
All right. This word started off as an old French word meaning simple, stupid, silly, or foolish, and was derived from the Latin word for not knowing. Over the next centuries, the meaning went from stupid to timid to fussy to dainty to precise by 1769. By 1769, the word meant agreeable or delightful, and by 1830, it meant kind and thoughtful, which is ultimately its meaning today. What's the word?
How many letters in the word?
It's a short word.
Okay. Kind and thoughtful.
Yes. Started off as a Latin, from a Latin word for not knowing, and now it means kind and thoughtful.
All right. I'll leave that out. And we are past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions. You don't have to repeat those, but anything else you have?
Yeah, I am still missing three non-European G20 countries. The G20, the summit debuted in 2008 in what city? And then I am missing the worst news star of the decade, according to the Razzie Awards, for 1980s.
Okay. And I'm still looking for some famous authors. I gave you their real names, not their pen names. The ones we have left are Mary Clarissa Miller, Chloe Ardelia Wofford, Alice Rosenbaum, and Dorothy Rothschild. So Mary Clarissa Miller, Chloe Ardelia Wofford, Alice Rosenbaum, and Dorothy Rothschild. I'm looking for the top 10 TV shows 50 years ago. The top 10 TV shows for the American network TV from 50 years ago. So far we have Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and Bewitched. What are the other seven on that list? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, nice. Somebody got my China and Japan for the G20. This is Nancy from Berkeley. But I'm wondering, are there any African countries, like maybe South Africa?
There is exactly one African country, and it is South Africa.
Oh, great.
Nice.
How about that? And the top TV shows 50 years ago. That's when I just had a new baby, so I wasn't watching a lot of TV. But The Waltons?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised. And I think, like Saint Elsewhere, is that's probably later, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 80s.
Yeah, 80s. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, Geronimo, the famous Apache chief, attended what president's inauguration? As an invited guest.
Right.
he wasn't attacking anything. Geronimo, the famous Apache chief, attended what president's inauguration?
Probably, again, not Andrew Jackson.
No.
I'll go with my standard Lincoln guess.
Nope.
And follow it up with Millard Fillmore.
No.
Okay.
Neither one. So once more, Geronimo, the Apache chief, attended what president's inauguration? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I think that's me.
It is you.
Hi, I think I have some TV shows, but I might have some decades wrong. How about Gomer Pyle?
Gomer Pyle is number three.
Wow.
Very good.
Ooh, I get a bell. Brady Bunch was later, maybe?
Later, 70s.
Okay, Addams Family?
No.
Green Acres?
No, Green Acres is actually in the top 20, but not the top 10.
Okay, and again, I might have the wrong decade. Gidget?
No, that's 60s, but it's not in there.
Okay. Okay, well, I was watching too much TV. I'm really disappointed that Get Smart did not make it. I was in love with that man.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tuffy. I'm over here in Soma.
Hi.
And I'm going to run these TV shows at you pretty quick.
Okay.
And, man, 50 years ago. Good grief.
I know.
All right. Let's go. Petticoat Junction.
Nope.
Flintstones.
No.
Star Trek.
No.
Hawaii 5-0.
No.
Beverly Hillbillies.
That was number 11, not number 10.
Oh.
That
was. And in the words of Maxwell Smart, I missed it by that much.
Yeah.
And Dynasty?
No, that's 80s.
Wow. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm a big cartoon fan, so let's go to some Bullwinkle.
Oh, okay.
All right, and I want to know the name of the last name of Natasha.
Natasha Fatale.
Oh, for crying out loud, that's too easy. All right, I appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job. Have a good night.
Thank you, you too. And let's see, if you have something short, go ahead.
Oh, well, first I want to guess Little House on the Prairie and Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith is number one.
Yay!
Little House on the Prairie, too early.
Okay.
So, yes, Andy Griffith, the show is number one.
All right. I do have a short one.
Okay.
What is this better known as? The Tales and Stories of the Past with Morals.
That's not Aesop's Fables.
No, you're on the right track, but no.
Like Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare or something like that.
Nope.
But I'm on the right track.
You are on the right track, yeah.
So is it something ancient? Or?
It's not ancient, no.
Give the title once more.
Sure. Tales and Stories of the Past with Morals.
Tales and Stories of the Past with Morals. Was this aimed toward children?
Mm-hmm. It absolutely was.
Is it Mother Goose?
Yes, The Tales of Mother Goose.
All right, there you go. All right, I'll give you something short as well.
Okay.
What U.S. state has the most scientists and engineers per capita?
Per capita?
Yeah.
I kind of want to go with Idaho.
Because
it's... No? Okay.
What U.S. state has the most scientists and engineers per capita?
All right. I mean, the obvious guess is California, but that seems wrong.
No, because when you think of per capita, that's...
Yeah, exactly, that's which it. Is why I was going with Idaho, because they have a lot. I mean, right around Arco.
All right, think about
it.
Okay, once more, what U.S. state has the most scientists and engineers per capita? And if you'd like to call us here, we have a few minutes left in the show. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Tom and Soma again.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, sorry for calling twice. I had a few to guess on the TV shows.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. A few of them have been asked, but how about I Dream of Jeannie?
No.
My Favorite Martian?
No.
Oh. Lassie?
No.
Doing well. Okay. The Flying Nun?
No.
And 60 Minutes?
No.
Excellent. Okay. And then your question on the scientists and engineers per capita?
Yes.
How about North Carolina?
That's a very good guess, and that would be a very logical guess, but no.
Massachusetts?
No.
Alaska?
No.
Okay. All right. I think it's a goose egg. Thank
All right.
You
Don't
much.
Take it too hard. There you go. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Phyllis from Berkeley.
Hi.
And damn it, I forgot the thing that I had the answer to because I had so many things in between. But anyway, enjoy your show. And I know I had the right answer to something, but I forgot what it was in the interim.
I'll give you a bell on spec.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And let's see. What can I throw in?
Can I guess two more of these TV shows?
Go ahead.
What about the Dick Van Dyke Show and Father Knows Best?
No, neither one. The Father Knows Best, I think, was
that over
by
then?
That time.
Oh, what about My Three Sons?
And so was the Dick Van Dyke Show. It was over by that time. And no, not My Three Sons either.
Okay.
No. Who was the Who was the only musician to give a White House concert 57 years apart? Two White House concerts 57 years apart.
Huh.
Who was the only musician to give two White House concerts that 57 years apart?
I can't imagine that Etta James gave one before, but... might it be... I mean, might it be like... Something along like one of the Rat Packers?
Nope. 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 Think classical.
Oh, classical.
Yeah.
Opera singer?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So who was the only musician to give a White House concert, two White House concerts, 57 years apart? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hello. Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. Did somebody guess Alaska already for the state?
For the one with the most scientists and engineers?
Yes.
No. Yes, somebody's guessed Alaska, but it's not right.
Right. Okay, the TV show. How about Green Acres?
Green Acres is just out of the top 10.
All right. All right, no bell for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Joseph in San Francisco.
Hi.
G20, Argentina, Brazil, Indonesia.
Argentina,
Indonesia.
Yes. Brazil,
very
somebody
good.
Already got, and yes to Indonesia, good and job. That wraps it up. Thanks.
And for the TV shows?
Yes.
Was Man from U.N.C.L.E. one of them?
Man from U.N.C.L.E., I believe, was on the 67-68 season, but it was not in the top 10.
What about Mission Impossible?
Not Mission Impossible either.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, I'm Marlene. I live in San Francisco.
Hi.
Is Chloe Wolford Toni Morrison?
It is. I'm glad you got that. I really am glad you got that. Chloe Ardelia Wolford is Toni Morrison.
And would that musician who played the White House two times be Van Cliburn? Chris?
Van Cliburn? No, not Van Cliburn. That's a very good guess, but no.
Well, perhaps... Stevie Wonder?
No, this was a classical musician, so you're closer with Van Cliburn.
All right.
Good job, though, on Toni Morrison. Thank you. And
was it really close with Van Cliburn? Like Glenn Gould close?
Close in terms of it being a classical musician.
Oh, okay.
That's my...
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Steve in San Francisco.
Hi, Steve.
the worst actress of the 80s, that Pia Zadora?
It sure
is. Oh, good
is.
For you. Good
it
for
absolutely
you.
Is.
That's
bless her heart.
Possibly of all time. the president, Geronimo, attended the inauguration. Was that Teddy Roosevelt?
It was Teddy Roosevelt, 1905. Very good.
Hot dang. And the classical musician, could that have been Yasha Heifetz?
Not Yasha Heifetz. No.
Okay. Let's see. Is it too late to pose a question?
Very quickly, if it's a short question. Go ahead.
Okay. It's kind of short. I'm going to say the beginning of the story, and you have to tell the end of it. Beginning of the story. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter, but a bit of better butter, that will make my butter better. So she... So how does that end?
Oh, I'd like to do justice to your story, but no, I cannot do that.
I think it
I
ends
can do
with
it in less than 10 seconds. So she bought a bit of butter, better than her bitter butter, and she put it in her batter, and the batter wasn't bitter, so it was better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
All right.
Excellent.
All right, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. I'm going to cut right to them. TV shows, how about Ed Sullivan?
No.
Lost in Space?
No.
All right, classical musician, I'm thinking either Casals or Horowitz.
Pablo Casals, very good.
Thank you. Most per capita, how about Delaware?
Delaware is correct.
DuPont, of course.
Yes.
We're done.
All right, bye. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
All right. Oh, yes, somebody got... I was going to say Horowitz, but that was wrong. And for the TV shows, I was thinking of Dallas.
Too early.
Oh, or what's that one? Farnsworth or Falcon Crest?
Too early.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I believe you, most of mine have been guessed in the last minute, but has anyone brought up Gunsmoke?
Gunsmoke was on the list, but somebody got that before you.
All right. Well, then I've got nothing to add.
Well, thank you very much, though. And all right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Real quick, can I guess the Tonight Show?
No, these are all primetime shows.
Oh, they're primetime. Okay. Right. Don't want me. In that case, the first G20 summit took place in Washington, D.C.
All right. Makes sense.
All those were gotten. 1996, worst written film grossing over $100 million. That was Twister. The worst excuse for a horror movie was I Know Who Killed Me. And the worst eye-gouging misuse of 3D was The Last Airbender, M. Night Shyamalan's.
Oh, right.
The Last Airbender.
Right. Okay. Was that it for you?
Oh, the word that started off meaning simple, stupid, silly, foolish, and now means agreeable and delightful. From the Latin for not knowing, that's nice.
Oh, okay. Good. Good question. And let's see. The author's real names. Mary Clarissa Miller, that's Agatha Christie. Alice Rosenbaum, that's Ayn Rand. And Dorothy Rothschild, that's Dorothy Parker. The top 10 TV shows 50 years ago for the 1967-68 season that nobody got. The Lucy Show. I'm surprised nobody guessed Lucille Ball. The Lucy Show, Family Affair, Red Skelton, Dean Martin, and Jackie Gleason. Is that it? I think it is. Okay, if we did not get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight was my guest, Kira Pace. Thank you very much, Kira. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott for handing the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
You're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet.